From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iryana observe war damages in European Ukraine. Minister Retno Marsudi finalizes preparations for meeting of both President Joko Widodo and Zelensky meeting. Now, the news in detail. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iryana began their visit to Ukraine on Wednesday by visiting the war-damaged Lipki apartment in Irpin city, west of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The mayor of Irpin, Alexander Grigorovich Markusian, accompanied them on their visit to the apartment complex. Mayor Alexander hopes the war will come to an end sooner and no more cities in Ukraine will be devastated by the war. During his visit, President Joko Widodo also handed over humanitarian aid for the Ukrainian people. According to a photo received from the press bureau of the presidential secretariat, the humanitarian aid is contained in white boxes bearing the message "Indonesia humanitarian aid to the people of Ukraine." Still about Ukraine and Indonesia, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi finalized preparations for bilateral talks between Indonesia President Joko Widodo and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at Mariinsky Palace in Kyiv, Ukraine on Wednesday. Minister Retno met her Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba on Wednesday morning. She said in a written statement issued from Kyiv on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iryana arrived in Kyiv at 8:50 a.m. local time. 1 hour later, they visited Irpin city, located around 30 kilometers from Kyiv, where most buildings have been battered by the ongoing war. After visiting Irpin, the President and First Lady visited a hospital near Kyiv. During the visit, First Lady Iryana symbolically handed over medicine assistance from the Indonesian government and the people to the hospital. The governor of Yogyakarta Special Province, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, received the Order of Rising Sun, Gold and Silver Star from Japanese Emperor Naruhito for his meritorious services in forging friendship between Indonesia and Japan. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia, Kanasugi Kenji, conferred the Medal of Merit on Sri Sultan at his official residence in South Jakarta on Tuesday night. This was reported by Yogyakarta Provincial Government in a written statement. Sri Sultan also has contributed significantly to promoting cooperation and cultural exchange between Indonesia and Japan. He stated that he hopes the Medal of Merit will be better, increasing relations and interactions between the people of Japan and Indonesia in harmony with mutual understanding between the two countries. The French government will allocate urgent financial assistance to about 9 million citizens to buy food amid soaring prices, governmental spokeswoman Olivia Grégoire said on Wednesday. Grégoire told the BFMTV broadcaster, adding that the most vulnerable will be also getting food carts. A one-time payment will be made an urgent financial aid to purchase food, which will be transferred in early September in the amount of 100 euros per family and plus additional 50 euros per child. Currently, it will be transferred to approximately 9 million people. The EU member countries have sanctioned Russia after it launched its special military operation in Ukraine in February. The EU has since imposed 6 packages of sanctions hitting Russia's banking, finances and media, government officials and lawmakers, as well as oil supplied by sea. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned on Wednesday against boycotting a G20 summit in Indonesia in November if Vladimir Putin attends, saying these would hand a propaganda opportunity to others. Indonesia holds the rotating presidency of the G20 this year, and Jakarta has come under Western pressure to exclude Russia's president from the gathering after announcing in April he had been invited. The Kremlin has said that President Putin will attend the November 15-16 summit. Indonesia, like most major emerging economies, has tried to maintain a neutral position and called for a peaceful resolution to Russia's month-long offensive in Ukraine. Indonesian President Joko Widodo was in Kyiv on Wednesday for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and will travel to Moscow on Thursday. China accused the Group of Seven countries on Wednesday of irresponsibly sowing division after the forum condemned Beijing's trade practices in an end of summit statement. G7 leaders have slammed China's non-transparent and market-distorting international trade tactics on Tuesday in a statement that also vowed to reduce strategic dependencies on the Asian giant. Spokesperson of Chinese Foreign Ministry Zhao Lijian on Wednesday hit back at the criticism, saying the statement showed the allies were keen to create divisions and confrontations without any sense of responsibility or morality. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Beijing's refusal to distance itself from President Vladimir Putin had prompted other countries, including sport giant Germany, to also reconsider their economic reliance on the Asian giant. Beijing's increasingly strident claims over much of the South China Sea has also sparked alarm over its military ambitions. Back about the G20, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will attend a meeting of his counterparts of the Group of 20 Biggest Economies, or G20, in Bali next week, a Russian embassy official in Indonesia said on Tuesday. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which it calls a special operation, has overshadowed G20 proceedings this year, with several Western countries threatening to boycott a leader's summit if Russia's President Vladimir Putin attends. Though there has been no indication from Moscow that Lavrov would not attend, Russia's participation at G20 events has been a source of tension, including a walkout by US, British, and Canadian officials at the G20 finance meeting in April. G20 chair Indonesia has tried to unite the group and has invited both Russian and Ukrainian leaders to the November summit. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian cuisine promoted at the Asian Bazaar in Buenos Aires. Listeners, the Indonesian Embassy in Buenos Aires promotes Indonesian cuisine to the Argentinian community through the Indonesian Spice Up the World activity at the Asian Bazaar at Plaza Barrancas de Belgrano on Saturday. Thousands of people who flocked Plaza Barrancas de Belgrano, Buenos Aires, had the opportunity to taste Indonesian specialties and watch angklung performances. Indonesian Ambassador to Argentina, Nini K. Naryati, said that the culinary promotion in Argentina was aimed at increasing demand for Indonesian food products and making Indonesian cuisine more widely known by the local residents. She hopes that in the future, there will be more exports of processed food from Indonesia, especially spices. This year, the promotional activity of Indonesia Spice Up the World was presented at the Asian Bazaar, which is an annual festival held by the Asian Committee in Buenos Aires to introduce Asian in Argentina. Meanwhile, Indonesia Spice Up the World is a program by the government of the Republic of Indonesia to promote Indonesian food products throughout the world. At the event, a noodle cart with the word Indonesia became the center of the culinary stand held by the Indonesian Embassy in Buenos Aires. The culinary stand center served a variety of Indonesian dishes, including chicken noodles, tempeh curry, and tempeh chips. According to the Indonesian Embassy in Buenos Aires, many visitors want to taste tempeh because even though Argentina is the third largest soybean producer in the world, processed foods made from fermented soybeans are not widely available in Argentina. Indonesian specialty coffee also enlivened the Indonesia Spice Up the World stand. In collaboration with the 2012 Argentinian Best Barista Award, Daniel Cefiantes, the Indonesian Embassy served Toraja and Mandeling coffee in an espresso style, which is quite popular with visitors. The visitors to the Indonesian stand also made long quiz to be able to taste a variety of Indonesian specialties such as rendang, satay, and various market snacks such as wingko, martabak, tofu isi, onde-onde, putu ayu, nyam tray. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken.
May namaska shoots di, day namaska shoots miss.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We begin today's history on an event on June 30, 1937, when emergency telephone number was first introduced. First introduced in the London area on June 30, 1937, the UK number 999 is the oldest emergency telephone service in the world. The system was introduced after a fire in a house on Wimpole Street on November 10, 1935, killed 5 women. A neighbor had tried to call the fire department but was stuck in line for a line. Later, he wrote a letter to the editor of the Times encouraging a government investigation. The number 999 can also be used in some countries in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. We move on to the event on June 30, 1966, when Mike Tyson was born. Michael Gerard Tyson was born in Brooklyn, United States. He is known as a professional heavyweight boxer and is better known as Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson also became the youngest heavyweight world champion after defeating Trevor Burbick at the age of 20 years and 5 months. Throughout his career, Mike Tyson recorded a total of 50 wins and 6 defeats. We end today's history with an event on June 30 about International Parliamentary Day. International Parliament Day is commemorated on June 30 every year. The date chosen refers to June 30 in 1889, when the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU was founded. The anniversary date was set for 2018 through a United Nations General Assembly resolution. In the resolution, the United Nations recognized the role of Parliament in national plans and strategies and ensuring greater transparency and accountability at national and global levels.
Bukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda. Waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
Akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya
tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta.
Listening still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry held the 7th Indonesian Forestry Congress 2022 in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Congress was opened by Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar. In her remarks, Minister Siti said that through the 7th Indonesian Forestry Congress 2022, all people are expected to enhance their role in maintaining the benefits and sustainability of forests and controlling climate change. The 7th Indonesian Forestry Congress 2022 was themed Manage Forests, Preserve Earth, and Empower People. The Congress aimed to compile the views of forestry sector's stakeholders to some forestry issues and policies. The Congress aims to formulate a policy-focused recommendation for the development in the next 5 years. In the Congress, the 2022-2026 National Forestry Council Presidium was formed. Through the Congress, Minister Siti Nurbaya invited all stakeholders to reaffirm joint commitment in bringing forward the Indonesian forestry development for people's welfare, as well as Indonesia's position in the world on sustainability and climate change. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry reminded the Indonesian government commitment in the Convention in overcoming the climate change impact, namely the Nationally Determined Contribution NDC, which consists of the greenhouse gas emission reduction target for around 140 million carbon dioxide equivalent. Minister Siti also remarked that this needs innovation, collaboration, and a joint efforts to accelerate the implementation of climate change mitigation action, as well as to optimize scientific resources in managing the earth to give solution and efforts for the sustainability and welfare on earth. Minister Siti Nurbaya hopes that all Indonesian elements can work together in realizing the commitment.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Dan pahami itu awal.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, there is a unique tradition that is carried out by the people of Cirebon Regency, West Java, when the Hajj month comes. This tradition has been going on since ancient times and is still being carried out today. This tradition is known as Gentong Haji. Gentong Haji is performed when a family member is performing the pilgrimage to the Holy Land, Mecca. The family then provides a barrel in front of a house. The barrel is filled with drinking water and anyone can drink it. The water is filled in its barrel. It's the water of recitation, which is held every night for 40 days, as long as family members carried out the pilgrimage in the Holy Land. The Gentong Haji is presented in a simple way. The barrel is covered with a serving hood made of woven bamboo, and a water scoop is placed like a dipper made of coconut shells. Usually, besides the barrel, several glasses are also provided to drink the water. The local resident says that Gentong Haji tradition is part of the tradition of their ancestors. This tradition is believed to bring good to anyone. According to the local residents, Gentong Haji can be used as a medium to send prayers by anyone who drinks it, so that family members who are carrying out the pilgrimage are even given peace and solemnity. Meanwhile, the residents who pass by unknown can drink water from the Hajj barrel in the hope of getting blessing, as well as praying so that they are given the same opportunity to be able to carry out the pilgrimage in the Holy Land, Mecca. Although the tradition of this Hajj barrel still persists to this day, many Cirebon people are now starting to replace clay barrels with gallon water or bottled mineral water. This is done because bottled water is considered more practical to drink and easy to carry everywhere. Even though it has the name Gentong Haji, It turns out that this tradition is not only carried out during the Hajj season. Sometimes there are also homeowners who want to give charity in this way by providing free drinks in front of their homes.
Nerd, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, the Ministry of Industry continues to encourage environmental conservation in all lines of the industrial sector. This is supported by the creation of innovations that can be applied simply but effectively. One of the steps taken is the innovation of processing cow blood waste into liquid fertilizer carried out by the Chemical Analysis Middle School of Padang, one of the vocational schools owned by the Ministry of Industry. The school, with the competence in chemical analysis, has succeeded in processing cow blood waste into liquid fertilizer. The innovation, named POC Darsa Rupawan, or liquid organic fertilizer for Slaughterhouse Cow's Blood is successfully included in the top 99 public service innovation competitions of the Ministry of Empowerment of State Apparatus and Bureaucratic Reforms of the Republic of Indonesia. According to the Secretary General of the Ministry of Industry, Dodi Widodo, the Chemical Analysis Middle School of Padang has initiated innovation in processing cow blood waste since 2012. Students who live near slaughterhouses are worried about the impact of cow blood waste on the surrounding community, because if the waste is allowed to flow into the river, it will have a bad impact on the surrounding community. In the short term, it will cause an unpleasant odor in the surrounding environment, and the river water flowing with waste becomes cloudy. In the medium term, it can bring about a negative impact on the health of the people living around the slaughterhouse, such as being prone to respiratory and skin diseases. Meanwhile, in the long term, cow blood waste in rivers can lead to a decrease in oxygen levels in river water, so that the river water ecosystem is disrupted. To overcome this problem, students and supervisors collaborate to make innovation by processing the waste into liquid organic fertilizer. Based on the test result, POC Darsarupawan can be used for rice, fruits, vegetables, secondary crops, and ornamental plants. The discovery of Darsarupawan's POC innovations is expected to be able to provide a solution to the problem of cow blood waste by reducing the waste and increasing its benefits for the environment. In addition, it can also help farmers to fertilize agricultural lands at a more affordable cost, thus saving the government fertilizer subsidy cost. The Secretary General of the Ministry of Industry hopes that the effort made by the Chemical Analysis Middle School of Padang can be duplicated throughout the country, so that the problem of waste from slaughterhouses in various regions can be resolved with this innovation. The Ministry of Industry targets that socialization efforts to handle the waste with Darsarupawan's POC innovation will be carried out not only in the West Sumatra area but throughout Indonesia. Currently, POC Darsarupawan has been mass-produced through a teaching factory from the Ministry of Industry and support from 4 slaughterhouses. Its products have also been sold in West Sumatra. That's Miss Seleni.
Jadi teman baikku kemudikan mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we're going to play you a song by Alda Risma. Alda Risma was famous in the 1990s. Her name was known for her single, Aku Tak Biasa, or I Am Not Used To, which came from an album of the same name released in 1998. The song created by Rudy Loho received an award from the Anugerah Musik Indonesia for the Best Pop Woman Solo Artist. The success of Aku Tak Biasa made it recycled by other musicians such as Syahrini in 2010. Here is Aku Tak Biasa by Alda Risma.
Bayangan itu selalu saat tidurku, ku menangis. Kini cintaku telah kau bagi, tak sanggup ku hadapi semua ini. Aku tak biasa bila tiada kau di sisiku. Aku tak biasa bila ku tak mendengar suaramu. Aku tak biasa bila tak memeluki dirimu. Aku tak biasa bila ku tidur tanpa pelanmu. Aku tak biasa. Aku tak biasa. Aku tak biasa bila tiada kau di sisiku. Aku tak biasa bila aku tak mendengar. Aku tak biasa bila tak memeluki dirimu. Aku tak biasa bila ku tidur tanpa pelanmu. Aku tak biasa bila tiada kau di sisiku. Aku tak biasa bila ku tak mendengar. Bila tak memeluki dirimu. Aku tak biasa bila ku tidur tanpa pelanmu. Aku tak biasa. Aku tak biasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terlalu banyak dusta.
dirimu membagi kasih sayang yang lain di hatimu. Biarkan aku bicara sendiri, mengadu pada bintang yang bersedih. Dan ingin diri ini menutupi rasa hati, biarlah tengah layu di dalam.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.